Hi, my name is Suhani Rothi, and I'm here with Lily Dougherty to interview her for the COVID-19 Archive Project. It is December 6th, and currently it is 3:10 p.m. Lily, do you give your consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
Yes, I give my consent.
Okay, perfect. So to get started, Lily, after learning about pandemics this into higher semester, how would you say your perception has changed on them?
I thought it was interesting to learn about the patterns that reoccur throughout history with each pandemic. Like in the Black Plague, there was the scapegoating of Jewish people, and then we would see this with every other pandemic where people are turning to blame minorities. So with the past, with COVID, there's a scapegoating of Asians and Asian Americans. And also it's interesting to see the different government responses and how it relates to the COVID response. So we saw the downplaying of pandemics to preserve like political power. And I also thought it was interesting how we saw similarities with people's attitudes towards wearing masks. And it was similar to anti-mask beliefs during COVID.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then how would you say the pandemic has affected your college experience?
Well, being at Northeastern, everyone's required to be vaccinated, so it feels very safe going to class, and it's different with every area in the country. So especially being in Boston, you have to have like proof of vaccination if you want to go to like a basketball game or a concert, and the mask mandates are still mandatory here.
Okay, and then lastly, how does this pandemic compare to past pandemics?
This pandemic is different because there's a more interconnected world, especially with the media and technology. So the spread of information is really easy, and even if it's like wrong information, but there's definitely a more polarized world, and it was pretty prevalent because of the two sides. When looking at the COVID responses, people would just seek out information that supports their biases, so that's pretty interesting. Hi, my name is Lily Dougherty, and I'm here with Suhani Rathi. It is Monday, December 6th at 3:15 p.m. Suhani, do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
I do.
Okay, great. Let's get started. So how has your perspective changed after completing the History of Global Pandemics class?
Well, first of all, it was just really insightful to learn about all the various pandemics because I'd definitely say, like, the Black Plague and stuff are pandemics that have been talked about more in, like, previous history classes. So it was interesting to go into detail about, like, other pandemics like cholera. And I would definitely say, like, I didn't realize how variously, like, pandemics impacted each part of the country. So it was really interesting to look at, like, how, like, colonization had an effect to like the pandemics as well, and like we learned a lot about like India and like British colonizing India and how like the pandemic was affected in that way, and also like the Black Death. I feel like I didn't realize how major of an impact and how vastly big it was until learning about it like so in detail in the class.
How has it been going to college during a pandemic?
Well, Northeastern University has done a really good job with, like, making sure we get tested weekly and all our students are vaccinated here along with the staff. And so it feels like a very safe environment, as you mentioned earlier. But I would very much say that, like, parts of college experience are definitely altered. Like, for example, like, just going to parties is definitely, like, an aspect of the college experience that's talked about, but due to the pandemic, there's definitely not as much of, like, a social scene kind of happening just because they're making sure to, like, keep safe and stuff like that. But I am very glad that going to school in Boston, like, Boston has an indoor mask requirement, and along with, like, proof of vaccination is required at, like, several places, just making it an overall safe environment.
Mm-hmm. And how is this pandemic different from past pandemics?
I would definitely say there's been similarities and differences from, like, this pandemic to past pandemics. Like, for example, like, back then, like, there was vaccine distribution wasn't, like, as easily done, but, like, nowadays it's very, like, it's pretty, like, easy to get the vaccine, but again, like, getting people to get the vaccine has definitely become, like, a political statement nowadays. But it's interesting to see how, like, politically this pandemic has been, like, affected. Like, a lot of stuff has been correlated to politics rather than just, like, the safety of people. And also, like, stuff like transportation, like, air transport wasn't as big in past pandemics, and now it is. And I would say, like, that kind of transportation mode has definitely been very much affected by the pandemic. So it'll be interesting to see, like, what happens to, like, cruise ships and planes, like, after, once the pandemic has kind of settled down even more.
Great, thank you.